This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Naran Koyang. The government has approved the supply of fortified rice to reduce anemia and micronutrient deficiency, the development of National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal, Gujarat, and the construction of 2,280-kilometer roads in border areas of Rajasthan and Punjab today during a cabinet meeting held in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of various development projects in Maharashtra worth over ₹7,600 crore through video conference. Speaking on the launch of these projects, Prime Minister said that various developmental projects across major sectors have been launched and completed in Maharashtra in the last few years. Meanwhile, Prime Minister has laid the foundation stones for the upgradation of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar International Airport at Nagpur and a new integrated terminal building at Shirdi Airport. Further, the Prime Minister also launched the operation of 10 government medical colleges, Vidya Samiksha Kendra and the Indian Institute of Skills, Mumbai. State Governor, retired Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, has extended his greetings to the people of the state on the auspicious occasion of Durga Puja and Dasera. He hopes the festivity will usher in the spirit of righteousness, justice, virtue and dignity amongst the people. In his message, the Governor has urged all to contribute their might to achieve the vision of a developed state. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today congratulated the team behind the declaration of Kim Yong's critical water source as a protected catchment area in his social media post. He said this critical initiative carried out under the Arunachal Pradesh Protection of Drinking Water Catchment Area Act 2023 is a major step towards safeguarding our region's precious drinking water supply for generations to come. He also urged community leaders, youth and CBOs to engage with local administration to protect water sources in their areas. Meanwhile, the Kim Yong Protected Catchment Area team was led by EAC Kim Yong Rosaline Pertin with the help of the village representatives. Arunachal Pradesh State Information Commissioner, retired Major General Jerkin Gamlin, had an awareness cum interaction program on Right to Information Act yesterday with public information officers, assistant PIOs and concerned head of the departments of East Siang District at Siang Guest House in Pasighat. During the meeting, the Information Commissioner has explained about various sections of RTI Act and highlighted the role and responsibility of appellants and on-duty PIOs under RTI Act 2005 and 2019. In alignment with this year's National Wildlife Week theme, Wildlife Conservation Society India has presented a documentary, Blurred Boundaries, The Mismis and the Forest, the film produced by Dusty Food Productions for WCS India and the Kamlang Tiger Reserve delves into the profound relationship between the Mismi people, their forest, and the majestic tigers they revere as kin. The documentary showcases how tradition and respect for nature drive meaningful conservation efforts. The film released on YouTube yesterday, sharing this information in a social media post, Deputy Chief Minister Chunama has congratulated the team. IMD has forecasted heavy rainfall over some parts of Northeast and South Peninsular India today. The IMD said isolated heavy rainfall is very likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till 11 of this month. Meanwhile, the MCI has forecasted that except for Tawang and Lower Subansiri districts, rest of the districts will receive thunderstorm with lightning very likely at isolated places. These districts are on yellow zone alert. The Northeastern Institute of Ayurveda and Folk Medicine Research on Wednesday organized a conference at Pasighat in East Siang District. In his address, Dr. Robindra Thiron, Director, NEIAFMR, highlighted on the major achievements of the Ministry of Ayush in this first 100 days. He said that under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the ministry has made remarkable progress in promoting traditional Indian systems of medicine and strengthening of Ayush in the field of international cooperation. Two drug peddlers were arrested by the Bandedeva police recently under the Operation Dawn initiative. The peddlers were identified as Jem Tama, a resident of Kipanyo district, and Kirtan Chetri from Assam's Lakhimpur district. About 6.68 grams of suspected heroin and a syringe were seized from their possession. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.